Hi, that's right. It is The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim. And we've got a lot to talk about, including 13 rules you did not learn in school.
Those ought to be good.
They are going to be good. They're going to be fantastic. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about Tri-State Livestock News when we're talking good things. Tri-State Livestock News, longtime advertiser with us, local, national, and international livestock industry news. Livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, and so much more. All available. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe.
Any idea where these 13 rules came from?
Well, as a matter of fact, I believe that they're by Stephen.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Just Stephen. Stephen out there somewhere, thank you. Let's do them.
That's right. Here are some basic rules that children should be learning in school, but unfortunately don't. Not all of them have to do with academics. Like number one, life is not fair. Get used to it. The average teenager uses the phrase, it's not fair, 8.6 times a day.
At least. Rule number two, the real world won't care as much about your self-esteem as much as your school does. It'll expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. This may come as a shock. Usually, when inflated self-esteem meets reality, kids complain, it's not fair.
Number three, sorry, you won't make $40,000 a year right out of high school, and you won't be a vice president or have a car phone either. Well, that's a little outdated, even though this is only 10 years old. You may even have to wear a uniform that doesn't have a label.
Interesting. And rule number four, if you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. He doesn't have tenure, so he tends to be a bit edgier. When you screw up, he's not going to ask you, how do you feel about that?
Indeed. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. They weren't embarrassed when making minimum wage either. They would have been embarrassed to sit around talking about Kurt Cobain all weekend.
Rule six, it's not your parents' fault. If you screw up, you are responsible. This is the flip side of it's my life, and you're not the boss of me, and other eloquent proclamations of your generation. When you turn 18, it's on your dime. Don't whine about it, or you'll sound like a baby boomer.
Oh, dear. Whoa. Number seven, things you won't learn in school. Your school may have done away with winners and losers. Life hasn't. In some schools, they'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. Failing grades have been abolished and class valedictorians scrapped, lest anyone's feelings be hurt. Effort isn't as important as results. This, of course, bears not the slightest resemblance to anything in real life.
And rule number eight, life is not divided into semesters, and you don't get summers off, not even Easter break. They expect you to show up every day for 8 hours, and you don't get a new life every 10 weeks. It just goes on and on. While we're at it, very few jobs are interesting in fostering your self-expression or helping you find yourself. Fewer still lead to self-realization.
Television is not real life. Your life is not a sitcom. Your problems will not all be solved in 30 minutes minus time for commercials. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee shop to go to jobs. Your friends will not be as perky and pliable as Jennifer Aniston.
Rule number 10 is short and sweet. Be nice to nerds. You may end up working for them someday. We all could.
That is so true. Smoking does not make you look cool. It makes you look moronic. Next time you're out cruising, watch an 11-year-old with a butt in his mouth. That's what you look like to anyone over 20. Ditto for expressing yourself with purple hair and or pierced body parts.
Rule 12, you are not immortal. If you are under the impression that living fast, dying young, and leaving a beautiful corpse is romantic, you obviously haven't seen one of your peers at room temperature lately.
Ooh. Mm. Enjoy your youth time while you can. Sure, parents are a pain, school is a bother, and life is depressing, but someday you'll realize how wonderful it was to be a kid. Maybe you should start that right now. There we have it. It's the 13 rules you did not learn in school. It's for 2012, and it's by Stephen.
Don't forget to check out visitvalentine.org and discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area, maybe a golf outing at the Prairie Club or Frederick Peak. Check it all out at visitvalentine.org. And that's the good stuff.